What is up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Sound Money Podcast. I'm your host, Steve McGarry, where we talk about everything business and technology. And on today's episode, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the startup economy. Now, as many of you may know, I lived in Silicon Valley for 5 years, and I created a company. It was a peer-to-peer lending company where we were giving people loans to go through coding boot camps, sold it to Max Levchin's company, Affirm. It was a lot of fun. It was the kind of rags to riches case. We were living on the ground in Mountain View on the floor in six guys in a two-bedroom apartment, raised some money, moved to San Francisco, raised some more money, grew really quickly, and then exited. So pretty much the quintessential startup story. Now, one of the most important investors out there, in my opinion, is the head of Social Capital, Chamath. And I've been following him since he started Social Capital once upon a time. And he is a fascinating guy, very, very brilliant, cutting edge. He talks about lots of alternative investments that I like to talk about on the channel, like cryptocurrency and things like that, and the redistribution of wealth. So he is very cutting edge. And I actually was at a conference that was held by Jason Calcanis, a well-known investor in San Francisco. And I was there in 2018 where Chamath spoke, and he talked about the Ponzi scheme-esque that was the startup ecosystem. And the rationale there was that he was saying the incentives aren't aligned. Now, before I dive into this, it's important to know that I've worked with many companies that are hyper lean businesses where they have a product and they are directly connected to the ad rates on Facebook and Google Ads. So they are pumping money into these ads and, you know, getting a return on ad spend and getting sales. Now, this in a way is forced product market fit. You have a nice pipeline, you have a great funnel, and in a way you are effectively just a marketing company that is pumping money into this product and tweaking that funnel all day and all night. So until you get different distribution channels, you are very much zeroing in and focused on that funnel. And that funnel is kind of like the make or break, along with the algorithm, along with the ad rates, and many things that are out of your control from a business perspective. Now, this was something that I was feeling at that time when I saw him speaking on stage. I was experiencing it. A lot of people were reaching out to me about the popularity of drop shipping, where you literally don't warehouse anything. You just run ads and sell product that's being shipped from China in an e-pack, and you make the margin. And there was a lot of that going on. It was pretty wild watching how quickly drop shipping took off. And Chamath got on stage, and he's a very controversial figure when he talks about things like this. And he was just bashing on venture capital in a way where they're propelling this into a whole bubble type issue here. So now, fast forwarding into today, where I've seen this article trending around a little bit more, and it was fun actually being at the conference listening to Chamath talk about this. And you know, there hasn't been much talked about ever since then. And the idea here is that 40 cents out of every dollar on average was going from Sand Hill Road, where these venture capital firms were funding businesses, right into Facebook ads, Amazon, Google, to FANG businesses. So almost half of what was being given to these entrepreneurs was just being invested in these bigger, large corporations. So it was and is a serious, serious gap where these businesses are almost like forcibly making product market fit for themselves. And when they go to their board meetings and they meet with their investors, the investors say, you need to grow. You need to grow faster. You need more customers. You need to grow faster. You need to grow faster. So the incentive there for the venture capitalists and the LPs is basically saying, entrepreneur, you need to grow. You need to exponentially grow and exit. Get me a return on my investment. From the entrepreneur's perspective, they just took all this money, so they need to grow. So everything goes to a few large corporations, and they tweak their funnel, they can consistently manage their advertising as a top priority in the business. Instead of very much focusing on these customers, making sure they're loving the product, iterating from the feedback of these customers, making sure that they're keeping track of what's going on, getting repeat business, really emphasizing that long-term value of these customers. It's more of like a turn and burn emphasis on growing rapidly. And I think that it is a dangerous game for sure. Do I think that it's a bubble? I think that the mentality that people really celebrate the idea of debt in Silicon Valley and always have, where you raise $10 million in from investors, and that to me versus a startup that's bootstrapped itself to $10,000 a month, I see those as fundamentally different businesses. And you know, arguably some people go either way in which one is the one that they choose, which is great, but as I said, arguably neither is the right way. There's no right way. You can do whatever you want. You can create whatever business you want. And the issue comes in to when evaluation happens. When these companies continuously mark up as they're raising money over time, and they're inflating and they're valuing their businesses even higher and higher and higher. And 40% of that every dollar, 40 cents of every dollar is going right back into Facebook, Google, Amazon, all these companies, you're really, really, really walking a dangerous game, because it's effectively a game of who can raise money consistently for the longest period of time. Take the money from investors, put it into this coin-operated machine, make money. I need to keep growing. All right, I'm going to go to the venture capitalists, raise more money, put it in this coin-operated machine, and continuously do that. Now, there are some cases where, you know, the company exits. Now, a company that I was working with did exit in 2017, and it was great to see that happen, because it's sustainable if you consistently release new distribution channels. And with technology where it is today, that is very, very, very easy to do. And I think that one of the most important things when we talk about big problems like this is solutions. Now, I've talked to many people that have also sold businesses. I've sold a few myself. And the people that I talk to that have been starting companies for 20, 30, 40 years even, they always talk about cash flow being king. Not cash, but cash flow. Making sure that there is consistent recurring revenue in your business, making sure that you're able to reinvest a percentage of that as much as you possibly can, as frequently as you can, to make sure that you are consistently generating revenue, and making sure that you understand your customer, making them happy, making sure that there is a consistent bottom line coming in. And that to me is the way that a lot of these issues get flushed out. Growing slow, making sure that everything is together, making sure that nothing is, the wheels aren't falling off of the crazy train that is the startup that you created, making sure that everything is in one piece, understanding, learning from your customers, making sure that they are happy, and really emphasizing test, build, learn over and over and over again. And that is an old Techstars saying. So it's really cool to see a lot of people talking about Chamath's statement back in 2018, where Social Capital put out this letter that was saying, it does have the feel of this Ponzi scheme balloon-esque situation. And I think that it's a really powerful concept for people to be aware of, because when you do start a new company, you need to make sure and be aware of all the things that could potentially happen, whether you need to raise $25,000 to fill inventory or buy more inventory, or you need to raise $10 million to spend 5 years trying to acquire 10 million users, whatever it may be. There's no right path, as I said, but currently is in San Francisco and Silicon Valley, there is a lot of emphasis on, you know, growing really quickly and making sure that you are cranking money into your growth. And as someone that loves growth marketing and has emphasized it for many years as part of my career, I definitely think that advertising is something that's needed, but at the same time, it's not something that's, it should not be a make or break to the business. Facebook, if Zuck changes the algorithm slightly and you end up paying $5 more for each customer and it obliterates all of your profit margin, that should not be a situation. You should be calculating for that situation and know that if your business could fail because of that, you have a problem. The risk baked into the overexposure you have to one platform is enough risk to make it so that you need to change and make sure that you don't get shut down by an external force. And I've seen this said by Paul Graham as well more recently with a lot of YouTube bannings that had taken place, that Paul Graham was saying never build a business around one large platform, because as the platforms get larger, there is not an alignment there to necessarily take care of smaller people. The alignment is more so taking care of the bigger people. As the platforms, something like YouTube, amass, you know, hundreds of millions of users, you become smaller and smaller and smaller, and the incentives aren't aligned there to keep track of everyone. And it's very difficult for them. They've automated a lot. And Paul Graham is someone I respect a lot, former creator of YC, Y Combinator. And I think that there's a lot to be learned in this space. I do definitely want to follow up on this in 2020. And if you guys are interested, definitely let me know in the comment section below and also shoot me a DM. Thank you so much for all of the DMs in the past about various startup topics. I know it's a hot topic for sure. But that is it for this episode of the Sound Money Podcast. If you guys are listening in on Spotify or iTunes or Anchor, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. You guys have been amazing so far, and there's going to be a lot more content coming in 2020, more interviews, and a lot more exciting things down the pipeline. So that is it for this episode. Smash a like, smash subscribe, and I will see you guys on the next episode of the Sound Money Podcast.